Today, I want to share with you why being productive is not the same as being busy. And I think some of you high performers out there, high achievers, highly ambitious people are really feeling some of that sting of being lumped into the I'm busy group, even though you might not use those words, people in their mind might shove you into that box. Today, I'm going to share with you three reasons why you are actually being productive and not busy. And if, well, you are falling on the, you're listening and you're like, oh, I say I'm busy all the time. Well, I might offer three challenges to you by way of this conversation. Hey, if you haven't already hit that subscribe button, please make sure you do so. And please make sure you leave a review in the episode's over if you like it. All right, let's dive in. Busy is one of those words that you hear all the time. And in my world, when people use that word, they've told me, they're like, oh, it's like fingernails on the chalkboard. I can't stand that word busy. I don't like hearing people say they're so busy because they have nothing to show for it. You can imagine that a lot of the people that I'm having these conversations with are high performers, highly ambitious people who are trying to grow things in powerful ways. Well, there are some differences between being busy and just wasting your energy and actually being productive. I'm not going to lie. Part of this episode stems from me denoting in my own life the difference. Am I being busy? Am I just going through some motions? Or Julie, are you actually being productive and getting results? So I was grappling with this, and you know, I always love being transparent and sharing those type of things with you because we are human, and within the human conditions, there are very many shared experiences. And so more than likely, this is something that is going to impact your life at some point, and maybe this episode is going to help you out. The first reason that being productive is not the same as being busy is productive people are doing things on purpose. I guarantee my kids are going to grow up and they'll say, oh, my mom used to say, and when I was a classroom teacher, I would say, let's on purpose do XYZ, whatever it was. It's like, we're going to on purpose make sure that we get this task done. We're going to on purpose make sure that we are treating people with kindness, right? So we make a very distinct note in our mind that we are going to do something, and there's a reason why we're going to do it. Sometimes we hear people say, are you working harder or are you working smarter? That is also falls into that same barrel of being purposeful. When we are working smarter, that means we have a really refined clarity about what we're doing, why we're doing it, and the outcome we are looking for. And so we're able to work in a very wise way. When we are unclear about something, then now we're starting to work harder. We become those busy people because we really don't know what we're doing. So we're just trying to do a bunch of things and it's really not getting the outcome we're looking for, but we're going to just keep running around trying to make it happen. And then we get burnt out and frustrated and we're going to the coffee stand, getting more coffee, telling the barista I'm busy, right? So you can see, not my downward spiral, but you know, that's kind of a cliche type spiral effect that we have seen. So when you are being a productive person and you are working very smart, you are using your time in a purposeful way, and you are not just expending energy for the sake of expending energy. Well, if I just, you know, create a buzz around me then and look like I'm busy, well, then I've achieved something. No, you have zero to show. You have no results to show. So slow down, get clear, refine your message to yourself, know what you're doing, know why you're doing it, be purposeful, and you're going to have amazing results. The second reason being productive is not the same as being busy is really the difference between being focused and being frantic. Productive people are very focused. They understand this is, as we said, with being purposeful, right? They understand what they're doing. They understand why they are doing it. And so they are able to sit and focus on that task, to accomplish that task, because they know what's what that task is going to accomplish for their greater goal. When you are unclear about that, that's when the frantic starts coming back into play. There's so many crossovers between being focused and having purpose. They're like buddies, they hold hands. And so if you don't have that purpose intact, you are not going to be focused and you will be frantic running around, being busy, back visiting the barista once again, telling her that you're busy. So make sure that as you are growing in your focus, that you are, you know, you have your purpose dialed in, and then you close the door. You find a spot where you can work and you're not going to be distracted. I've mentioned before, I really can't go. There are a couple coffee shops in town. I really can't go to those coffee shops and work because it's a small town. And if I'm sitting at the coffee shop, I did it yesterday morning, and you know, 9 times out of 10, I knew the people coming through. And so I was like, can I focus when I'm at the coffee shop? I have to think twice about that. What task am I tackling? How much concentration do I need? Is that the best environment? Someone who is being productive is going to choose the best environment to work in so that they can maintain their focus. One reason I love my little studio that's detached from my house, because I can't hear any noise at all and I can just completely be absorbed into whatever task that I am working on. The final distinction that I'm going to share with you today about the final difference I want to share between productive people and busy people is also that ability to prioritize. Busy people, they're sitting there checking their messages and they're responding to emails real fast. And, you know, it's almost like a mosquito lands on you and you swat it. It's like more reactive, right? And so there isn't really a triage of this is what needs to happen. This is a priority of these things happening, and this is why. It is more about reacting to the environment and to the world around them. You cannot gain traction when you are simply reacting to the world around you. Productive people prioritize. They understand the tasks that need to get done, and they're able to do that because why? Well, they have purpose and they have focus. And so now they're able to say, all right, today's tasks out of these goals for today that will reach these long-term goals. Well, let's just break that down for you. Actually, this might be helpful for some of you. You know, you take your year-long goals. Where do I want to be at the end of the year? Break them down into the months. And then every week, breaking it down. What do I need to do this week that's going to push the needle forward? How am I shifting the line by what I am doing every single day? It's not about doing a whole bunch all at once, right? It's almost like if you're on a diet, you can't just shed 50 pounds in a week. You're going to have to be disciplined all year long to take that 50 pounds off in a really healthy way and to, you know, trade that weight for muscle and things like that. So prioritizing what needs to take place this week. One hack that I'd love to share with you is that I do this. When I'm planning my week on Sundays, I will look at, you know, what did I accomplish last week? Where am I headed? And what do I need to do this week that is going to help me reach that goal? It's the slow game. It feels like the slow game, I should say. But really, that's the way to drive that needle forward and to no longer be this busy, reactive person, to be that I'm in control, I know where I'm going, and I'm very productive. Here's the thing. When you're productive, you know when to close the door. You also know when to open the door. So in my studio, I know when my kids can come in, and it's fine. They can come in at whatever point. If I have a sign on my door so that they know it's clear to everybody, right? But they know they can come in, and I know that it's not going to completely derail me. But if that sign is up and it's saying, hey, I'm in focus time right now, it's because if I can get that work done in a focused way, I'm going to have more time to enjoy my family. And I'm going to be focused. I won't be mentally fragmented and distracted by, oh, I didn't wrap that up and I need to do this and that. No, I'm going to be able to have finished what needed to be done, and I'm going to be able to enjoy my family. If you're looking for more ways to become more productive and less busy, less fragmented and distracted, here are 5 very simple things to do. Know what your purpose is. We already discussed that. Prioritize every single thing that you are doing. Swallow the frog first. Whatever job task you don't want to do, knock that one off very first thing so that you don't, just dread that in the back of your mind. If you take that one and get it done, you will free up a ton of mental space. Say no. A lot of busy people have a tendency to say, yes, 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 yes. I used to be one of those people. I said yes to everything. I now know how to say no. Wow, that's a really good idea. And I would love to do that, but this isn't the right time for me. Thanks for thinking about me. There are gracious ways to say no. Learn how to do that. Remember the power of focus. Find your little zen spot where you can focus and concentrate and be consumed in the good way by your task so that you can finish it with excellence and be done. And lastly, remember, you have got to take breaks. You can't just work yourself to death. And if you're in that focus zone, it's still important every hour, stand up, stretch out, so that you can stay energized and revitalized. That's what I have for you. If you're already a productive person, I hope that this was affirming and encouraging to you, because sometimes people who are productive get a little bit heat, some heat from other people. And if you are someone that is struggling with being busy and you're not getting the results you want, I hope this served you well in giving you some strategy and some ways to think through how to become productive to reach the goals, the dreams that you have for yourself. If this served you well, I would be honored if you left a 5-star review and share this with somebody that you know is going to benefit from it. Until next time, live big, love bigger, and go find your freedom.